It is time to do our student phenology reports. Remember, you can be a student of phenology and submit a report. So you don't have to be a student in the traditional sense. You needn't be in school. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Phenology talkbacks are produced by our own Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Kelly Nelson's class at the St. Croix Preparatory Academy near Stillwater.
This is Wyatt and Hadley with the phenology report from St. Croix Preparatory Academy in Stillwater for the week of May 28th.
Last week, we had special visitors, Mr. Latimer and Mix Mitchell. While walking with them, we observed invasive honeysuckle blooming and blackberry vines. We saw many ants and several of us tried them. We discovered that they are very sour and that you have to eat them before they bite you.
The area under our class bird feeder had been visited with two striped gophers. They love eating what the birds leave behind. Don't mind us watching them. One day we had a big red-tailed hawk in the tree who was likely watching the gophers, but the hawks was scared off by the noise we made when we saw it.
On May 28th, we noticed lots of mosquito larvae in big puddles left by this weekend's rain. We also found scat, which we think came from a coyote because it contained a lot of fur.
We also found a monarch butterfly egg on milkweed and lots of mushrooms and worms.
Look at a track or a squirrel in a tree. Notice nature.
Yeah, look at a track or a squirrel in a tree. Notice nature. Phenology. I like it. Nice tag. All right, so that was our good friends Wyatt and Hadley, and lots of interesting things. There is a lot of invasive honeysuckle down that way, and the buckthorn is just as bad. When you are a plant and you produce a berry that contains a seed, and if that berry is something that birds will eat, why, it's hard to control where those plants end up. And many, many, many areas are now fighting with buckthorn and honeysuckle trying to get it under control. It's really kind of a sad situation, but they'll continue at it. You know, you sort of attack them and beat them back, and hopefully next year they won't come back quite as strong. The striped gophers that are hanging out under the bird feeder, it's kind of cool watching them. And a red-tailed hawk, who hopefully will, you know, have a chance and actually get to eat one of those gophers. That would be really something to see. Lots of mosquito larvae. Boy, and they have not only larvae, but their adult friends, their parents are out, and the females are definitely looking for a blood meal over the last couple of days. Got home on Sunday, opened the car door, stepped out of my car, and was like inundated with mosquitoes. And I tell you what, I don't leave the screen door open like I used to. Get that thing closed quickly, and got to get the dog in. Coyote scat, probably. Lots of fur. That's always a good sign that you're dealing with some kind of a predator. Monarch eggs on milkweed. I've been watching the milkweed plants around my house. So far, I don't see any herbivory. And really, the number of monarchs is not overwhelming. There are more than there used to be, but I am not seeing a great deal of them, so we'll just have to kind of watch and see what happens. But if you are seeing some monarch herbivory that would be, you know, eating the plants, and that would be caterpillars, let us know. Like to hear from you on that one. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at the North Shore Community School near Duluth.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of May 25th, 2024. My name's Ruby, and I'm your phenologist for this week. This will be our last phenology report for the 2023 to 2024 school year. Thank you for listening, and we will look forward to starting our phonology reports again in the fall. On Wednesday, May 29th, Miss Rolfe had 3 geese and 8 goslings walk through her yard. Miss Urban has heard a great crested flycatcher calling in the school forest. On Wednesday, May 29th, Miss Lampolis' class saw a broad-winged hawk fly over the field. On May 30th, Miss Rolfe and Miss Jackson's class saw 2 flocks of about 15 geese fly over school in a V formation. Also on Thursday, Mr. Dover discovered a downy woodpecker nest in an ash tree next to the stream. On Monday the 27th, Cora's mom, Harmony, was a driver in a group of people that stopped to let a newborn fawn cross the road. It had collapsed in the middle of the road, and the mother had already crossed. Traffic from all sides stopped to let one man carry the fawn the rest of the way. When he set it down, the mother nudged it up with her nose, and they ran off together. Lilacs are starting to bloom in French River this week. The lilacs at Cora's house burst into bloom Wednesday the 29th. All the white fluff in the air is the poplar trees dispersing their seeds. Poplar trees produce their seeds in catkins, which hang unpollinated on the trees in early spring. Once they are pollinated, green seed capsules form, and when they break open, the seeds are released, each carried by a tiny parachute of fluff. This is what you see stuck in the tree, floating through the air or lying on the ground. On Wednesday, May 29th, the preschoolers collected spruce tips in the school forest. The tips were long and lime green. Also on Wednesday, Miss Nikki found large white trillium flowering on a bike ride on the Munger Trail. Miss Urban noticed the red elderberry flowering in her yard this week. Miss Rolfe saw her first monarch butterfly on Saturday, May 26th in Lakeside. Seeing the monarch made Miss Rolfe wonder about the common milkweed patch in her yard. When she checked on their growth on Tuesday the 28th, she noticed that they were all about 2 inches tall. On Sunday, May 19th, Tamara caught a garter snake at Hartley Pond. She noticed that the snake was shedding its eye scales. On Thursday, May 30th, Brody caught an adult green frog in the pond at school. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great summer and be observant.
Thank you, Ruby. What a nice report. You guys have done a fantastic job. It's always fun to listen to what's going on in Duluth. And the interesting thing is, like the monarchs, same day for me, May 26th. I saw my first monarch on the same day that they saw theirs. But their lilacs are just starting to bloom, and ours, mine, are just getting done. Some of my lilac bushes are completely done flowering. Others, you can see that there are flowers among the clusters that are beginning to turn sort of a bronzy, coppery color. And so our lilacs are a little bit ahead of theirs. The red elderberry is done flowering here, has been for a week. White trilliums along the ride to the Munger Trail. A great bike ride, by the way. If you get a chance to take that, do so. It's a wonderful ride. Trilliums still blooming, but not as many. At my house, the few that I have completed their bloom and are now just kind of hanging out. So just get out and see what you can see, I guess. It's just a matter of being out and looking to find out. Great crested flycatchers. I did see some little goslings crossing the road in front of me. A broad-winged hawk, downy woodpecker nest in an ash. That would be cool to see. And, of course, the story of the newborn fawn. Wonderful how people will get together to help out animals in need. It's a great story.
Yeah, and of course we needed to know that the mom was okay with the man carrying the fawn.
Yeah.
Nudging the fawn,
you know,
along. And
they sort of have learned to put up with humans for the most part this time of year.
Yeah.
In November, it's a different story, but our next report, our final report for the morning, comes from our producer, Charlie Mitchell, who lives on Marine on St. Croix.
Hey, John. Hi, Heidi. This is Charlie Mitchell reporting from Marine on St. Croix. I am currently in a canoe around 10 o'clock at night. Just got back from a paddle. And my paddle earlier today, my wife and I got a really close sighting of 2 muskrats, a beaver, and then a baby fawn that was up on the bank but kind of overlooking the river. And so as our canoe went past, we got a really good look at it. On my nighttime paddle, I saw these 2 clearly baby muskrats out swimming around. I couldn't see the mother anywhere nearby, but they were kind of talking to each other and saw me and dove under and went and hid in some tree roots. It was very cute. One of the things that's really apparent to me on my evening paddles is the lack of bats. When I would be out, 15 years ago, the dusk sky would be filled with bats. And the last couple times I've been out, I've seen one, maybe two individual bats. And that's it. So that's a shame. Stupid white nose fungus. I'm hoping that we will see a rebound, but that's definitely a difference from when I was growing up. We're getting the first of the green frogs plunking away. They're the ones that sound like the like a banjo, badly tuned. The frogs are calling like crazy. The tree frogs are starting to call. And I am looking at my first firefly blinking on and off, which is what reminded me to actually record a report for you. This is Charlie Mitchell going hither and thither on the St. Croix River.
Thanks, Charlie. I feel the same way you do about the bats. I miss them and wish that the white nose fungus had never, ever appeared. But there we are, and hopefully something will come out of it, and we will see bats once again. A banjo badly tuned, that's being kind. Can you tune a banjo, actually?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Lots of banjo players out there. Musicians have a lot of jokes back and forth. What do you say to a banjo player with a lovely blonde on his arm? Nice tattoo.
Jeez.
Yeah, there are more. Sem Miletich is probably just screaming at his radio about now. He knows about a million of them. And when we start, you know, it just is endless back and forth. Banjo players don't get no respect.